This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Tuesday, August 23rd. God's word for you today is alignment. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 3 verse 5, and it says, "Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make." God lives in eternity. He has no limitations and is totally boundless. There is nothing in God that is restricting. However, for us to operate, God put certain systems in place. Knowing how these systems work and actually working these systems is to our advantage. For instance, Genesis 8 verse 22 says, "As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night." The challenge we have is that between planting and harvesting, there is this thing called time. Between the time we do the right thing and when we get the harvest for doing the right thing, there is this period called time. We do not know how long it is going to take because we do not have any control over time. For some people, it is 2 days, and for some, 2 weeks. For some situations, it is 2 months, and for some other situations, it is 2 years. We cannot control it, but for everything that is planted, God is saying the harvest is sure. The harvest will happen. Once planting happens, God is saying, just be patient. Give it time. The harvest will happen, all things being equal. That is, what happens with a lot of people is, once they plant, time happens and they get impatient and get out of sync. So by the time the harvest happens, sometimes people are not even available. What are those things that take us out of the timing of heaven? What are those things that take us out of sync with God? What are those things that jeopardize our harvest? Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 says, "All the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do." Does the Bible say they prosper in a few things they do, or in most of the things they do? The Bible says they prosper in all that they do. It will be said concerning you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that have you seen that man? He prospers in all he does. You will be so in sync with heaven that it will be said of you, have you seen that lady? She prospers in all she does, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 1 verse 1 highlights the three things that keeps us in sync or takes us out of sync with the timing of Jehovah, with the timing of heaven, with the timing of our Father. And the first is the advice you take. Have you seen people shipwreck their destinies and what God is doing in their lives because of the advice they took? I have seen people on the path of greatness. I have a feeling the harvest was around the corner, but someone gave them advice and they moved out of the path of God. They moved away from the streams of water and they jeopardized it all. The second thing is where they stand. Where do you stand? Location is the key to promotion. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to take your counsel alone, to maintain my stand with you and join with people who honor you. I will not miss my harvest, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.